You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 304. And on today's show, we are going to talk about our mantra for this Monday, and that is, I choose to welcome success into my life. And we're going to also talk about the business side of that and the importance of focusing on choosing success in your business. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hello, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome back to our show today on this Mantra Monday. Now, I don't know when you're listening, and it doesn't really matter. You can choose any day to recite mantras to get into that feeling space of what will take you to the ultimate success in your business. Now, I love coaching real estate agents, direct sales, network marketers, insurance agents, any solopreneurs on how to be successful in their business. And we're going to talk about that as our Mantra Monday. If you're in network marketing or direct sales, you can go to directsalesbootcamp.com. Get started in my 30-day bootcamp program and let's totally shift your business and take it to a new level. I also have streetsmartnetworker.com. This is a great starting place for anybody to really learn how to develop leads and referrals and business in your local area just through networking. And I take you through the skills of networking online and offline too. And it is pretty amazing what you can do for yourself and your business and how quickly you can become the go-to person when you do just that. It's kind of funny. I'm, 6 months back in Arizona, 6 months in Scottsdale, and I've already developed a huge presence locally just from getting out and networking for 3 months. You know, I had a 90-day run of really networking hard, and now I'm picking and choosing those things, and it's amazing what is showing up in my business. So streetsmartnetworker.com. Man, it has been an incredible month. If you're new to the show, you may not realize this, but I got kicked out of the iTunes store for a broken feed. I didn't really get kicked out. It's not like I did anything wrong. I just had some technical issues with my feed. And I appreciate those of you who wrote me and said, where did you go? Like, where's the podcast? Are you done? No, not at all. I just had some issues. But man, it has been absolutely amazing to watch what's happened. It was actually, now that I look at it, a blessing that happened. And it's important to keep that in mind, because when you have those downturns, even in your business, it can be so frustrating. But sometimes you learn a lot. And I learned a ton through the process about really owning certain aspects of my business. And now that I have things changed around, I literally have watched my show double and triple on days, and it's over double for the month already. And we're not quite done with the month of May when this is being recorded, just from being back in the iTunes store and from having 300 of my episodes on there now, as opposed to just 50, so that as people find the show, they're able to binge listen, as many of us do. So it's been pretty exciting. And I'm going to be recycling actually some of my past shows that are no longer archived there. I'm going to start doing a Throwback Thursday. So stay tuned for that. We'll start cycling some of those through so that you don't lose that content, because a lot of it's evergreen, good interviews that I've had, stuff that really is still very relevant to today's environment, and things that I want you to still have access to. And even though you have access over on my blog at jackieelmer.com, you can go over there and type in just about any show number, jackieelmer.com/003, different things like that, and you can find those shows. So along with that, I have a huge favor to ask you, and that is, would you please, if you find value with this show, if you would just share it with one other person, Maybe share it with one other person. Maybe post it on your Facebook wall or your business page. Send it out in a tweet. Share it on Instagram. Whatever. Growing the show is huge in getting the word out there to others about what success is and how they can have success. If you do so, tag me in your Facebook post or your tweet. I'm at Jackie Almer. I would love to publicly acknowledge you too for your support on the show, on my Facebook page, through Twitter, whatever it is. I would love to do that. And also, speaking of Facebook, make sure you join me over on my business page and follow the Millionaire System series that we're talking about. That's facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. I'm going through the 1 Minute Millionaire book and doing some Facebook Lives and taking some concepts from it for you. And it's more than just money, I promise you. Okay, so let's talk about choosing success in your business and our mantra. Again, our mantra for the week is, I choose to welcome success into my life. So that's our Monday mantra. And the mantra for the week, I want you to say it, write it down, post it on Post-it notes and put it all around you, and also repeat, I am choosing success in my business. Now, let's talk a little bit about the power and the fallacy in mantras, and then I want to share some thoughts on what it means to be choosing success in your business. So mantras, you know, they're talked about quite a bit. A lot of people talk about them, use them, and they're powerful for a few key reasons. First, they keep you focused on where you're headed and where you want to be instead of just staying stuck in one spot. They're positive, they're uplifting, and they can truly be a catalyst for shifting you to where you want to be. Now, the fallacy of mantras is when one just blindly recites them, expecting that one act to make the change. Because it's so much more than that. It's feeling your way to the success you want. It's thinking about the mantra and the words you speak and feeling as if it were already true. Okay? It's feeling your way to the success that you want. It's more than just speaking it, because if your body is tense and feels contradictory to what you're just saying, it's going to be ineffective, because the mind does not differentiate between what is real and what is imagined unless you're blindly reciting something that you don't feel at all aligned with. So practice these mantras and do so in a way that allows you to feel what you're saying and where you want to be. Okay, so now that we're clear on that, let's talk about choosing success in your business. What does that look and feel like for you? Success. It's an interesting word, and it means different things to different people and at different times. So for most of us, it starts with that feeling of monetary success, of starting something and taking the action necessary to create income, to create clients, to create referrals, team members, and certainly sales. I was recently interviewed by John Milton Fogg, also known as the greatest networker in the world, for a group of Russian entrepreneurs. And he asked me a question. He asked me, what's been the best thing for you about success in direct sales and your home business? And then, of course, for me was social media. And my answer really is simple. The money, of course, was why I started. I wanted to create a better life for my children, for my family, and myself. I wanted to travel, vacation, enjoy life, and not feel the struggle that many of us have felt and feel on a daily basis or a weekly basis or even a monthly basis, constantly minding our checkbook and having to, you know, ponder, should we get this? Should we get that? Is it going to cramp our monthly budget? Those type things. I did not want to feel that struggle. And I did achieve that. And it's been great. But beyond all of that, it's the knowledge that I did it, that I accomplished my goal, that I did more than just talk about it. I did it. And along the way, I met amazing people, and they're part of that success story. They are the success story. And no matter whatever happens, I own that story. So I want to ask you, what's your story? What's your story now and the story that you're passionate about creating? How focused are you on achieving that success and that story? How committed are you to achieving that success and story? There's a difference between focus and committed. So how focused are you? How committed are you? How do you feel? Remember, we talked about feelings. How do you feel about achieving that success and that story? I want you to close your eyes and think about what that ultimate goal is, that ultimate goal that's going to make you feel successful. Think about it for just a minute. And now I want you to feel what that's going to feel like when you achieve it. And now on the reverse, how do you feel if you do not achieve that success story, if you don't make that a reality? How does that feel for you? How would you feel about being that top producing real estate agent in your office? Or the top recruiter and top team builder in your network marketing company? How would you like being the top newcomer in your insurance company? Maybe you've just launched an insurance agency. How would you feel about becoming that top person? Do you know how simple it is to grow your own successful business? It starts with just a decision and then a little plan, a plan that you take action on. I'm coaching a new real estate agent right now, and we're working through her fears. We're starting with that. We're moving her past herself and building her up to become the go-to person in her neighborhood, in her niche, and on a national and worldwide basis. Imagine the referrals she can get from others outside of her area just by bonding through social media. See, here's the thing. Social media is not a fad and it's not a mystery. It's a systematic process of authenticity, starting conversations, sharing value, and building relationships, and then having somewhere to take those people back to so that they can get to know you better, to take them off of social media. And that's why I'm such a big fan of a blog. It's huge. It's been my passion, and it's made me a fortune for the last 18 years, social media, almost 18 years. It'll be 18 years in October that I took my business online. I had no clue what I was doing. Everybody told me I was crazy, that I needed to get my head out of the clouds. It was no way to build a business. It was a fad and it was never going to last. But I knew in my gut that that was going to take me, that social media, it wasn't even called social media. We didn't have Facebook, YouTube, any of that. But the online tools were going to take me way outside my little area, my little neighborhood, my little place where, you know, everybody already knew me and what I was doing. If you want a little bit of guidance on doing that, go to profitinyourpjsnow.com. Let's get you on the path to the success that you want. Let's help you develop a system for success with social media. My coaching programs are open, streetsmartwealth.com/coach. I would love to work with you and show you a better way. It's funny, as I'm closing the show out, I'm thinking of a Facebook post that I made just today out on my personal page asking about a company that I never hear about anymore. And someone chimed in that, you know, the challenge for blogging is a challenge for most people. Online methods, you know, they're not a great way to generate sales and business and referrals. And it's so funny. It's a choice. All of it really is a choice. And I get that it's not for everybody at all. But it's kind of interesting. Most of the people who don't want to develop the skills to do it, don't want to learn the technical side of it, which once you get the basics done, it's not technical. And these days, it's inexpensive to pay someone to get your blog out there, and then all you do is create content. But we live in the age of the internet, and we live in the age of social media. And I know what the real estate agents I'm working with, they realize how their business has shifted. They're competing with Realtor.com and Zillow. They're competing with everybody out there for leads because people are going to the internet first to start searching for real estate. Whether it's to list a home or buy a home, people are starting there first. Doesn't matter what business you're in, people are around and looking on the internet. So that's what I have to share today. Remember this, I choose success in my life, and hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. And thank you so much for sharing this out there with one or two other people. I appreciate you. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter,
@JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.